It's really fascinating how the Infinix Hot 60 Pro Plus is 5.95 millimeters versus the Samsung Galaxy S25 Edge, which is 5.8 millimeters. So both of these phones are super thin, except this one is under $200 and this one is over $1,000. We're also getting this silky smooth 144 hertz refresh rate here with the Infinix, which is really awesome. Now here's the catch though. The benchmark scores here with the Infinix are way slower compared to the super fast Galaxy S25 Edge. With the Infinix, we're actually getting the 4G only MediaTek Helio G200 compared to the Snapdragon 8 Elite with the S25 Edge. So clearly, if you want a flagship experience, only one of these two devices can actually provide that. So it makes a lot of sense why the Infinix is a lot more affordable in comparison. But I've got to say, there's a lot to like about the Infinix. You can see how much this display pops. This is a really incredible AMOLED display. I love how bright and clear it is. And these colors seriously are excellent, especially for a very affordable smartphone. We're also getting 45 watt fast charging, along with a very large 5,160 milliamp hour internal battery. So this battery is actually really big, especially for how slim this phone is. And we're getting some other nice bonuses too, such as an in-display fingerprint sensor. But another limitation is that we're actually only getting one camera here, despite it actually having three camera lenses. So even though at first glance these phones appear to be competitors of some sort, they really are completely different and for completely different consumers.